Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there completely free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
800-259-9231 to the phones. And the fun, we talked to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Mark, Michelle, and Ian. How are you?
Two bigoted callers right in a row. We had Bob in Kentucky last hour. Go ahead, Scott.
You know, I want to say that Jared Lee Loeffner is the villain in all of this. I'm not disputing that.
Really? I thought you'd think he was a hero.
I did not say that. I said he's the villain. He's the villain in this, but he's going to be a martyr. He's going to join the ranks of Timothy McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber.
But didn't you support a race war? I mean, wasn't it
when you murder a 9-year-old little girl, she was a baby, basically a child.
What if she was a Jew, though, Scott? I mean, you don't like Jewish people.
That's not my style.
Oh, I know. Well, how old would it be? Was it he killed the other five people, but not the 9-year-old girl?
No. I said that he did it in an extremely ruthless way. David Koresh, do you remember that name?
Sure, of course.
The Meridians, the Waco, Texas. Mm-hmm. I want to just discuss that for a moment. The U.S. government, particularly the FBI, had no reason. They called in bulldozers, snipers. They murdered, essentially, they massacred 50 innocent women and children. Called in tanks and everything.
Oh, it's horrible what they did.
And Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, in Idaho, the shootout where he was just basically standing up for his gun rights. They persecuted him.
Yep.
Ted Kaczynski. What I'm saying is, all of these people that I've named you are anti-government.
Ted Kaczynski actually allegedly bombed people, right? I mean, that was the Unabomber.
That's right.
He's not even in the same category as David Koresh or Randy Weaver.
Well, he is in this way that they're all anti-government figures. They all are against the U.S. government, and that's my point. As incoherent as Jared Lee Loeffner is, in a nutshell, he hated the government, or he had gripes against the government.
Well, he had some claims that he said, you know, no, I won't pay debt with the currency that's not backed by gold and silver.
That's
no,
right.
I won't trust in God. And he had some quips that have been quoted and everything like that. But is he being characterized as an anti-government assassin in this case? That he was acting on.
We had the Communist Manifesto in his favorite books in his reading list, so maybe he was anti this government, but he wanted to have his own government. It sounded to me like he was. I didn't read a single sentence from the guy that was coherent. Mm-hmm. So those sentences you just cited, Michelle, I don't know where they're coming from, but his writings on his YouTube channel are completely babbling nonsense.
But what I'm saying is that the U.S. government is evil, and it's evil in the sense that a Federal Reserve prints up trillions of dollars, is choking off the purse strings of this country, waging useless wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, which are butchering our young men, sending them to Walter Reed Army Hospital as amputees, and if they don't come home as amputees, they come home in body bags. And Democrats and Republicans that do nothing for this country but line their own pockets with money and power and prestige. Let's be honest here. They don't give a damn about the people. They don't care about us.
So I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. I think they have a terrible system for attempting to. You know, trying to assume what they feel is a difficult business because you don't know. But I think that you're right that they go about it in a way that just simply doesn't work.
And then you have George Soros, who's been playing games with Acorn and manipulating money. Now I know you're going to say, well, I am going to use it. It is a Zionist occupied government, and you're going to say to me, "There he goes with the Jews
there
again." But that's how I see it.
Okay,
I know that's how you see
it, and you see it through this really skewed perspective that ignores human beings just being people and being different, and that people in search of power exist in all different racial mix-ups.
Can I ask you a question? If you were Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns and George Soros, and they have a stranglehold on Wall Street, and you have the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee has a stranglehold on our U.S. foreign policy, and our boys are being sent to their death in these useless, and if I repeat, useless wars in
boys
Iraq.
Boys and girls, men and women.
Men and women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you may say, well, who does the wars benefit? They benefit the Zionist state of Israel. Then it's a Zionist.
I don't know about that. I know they benefit the military-industrial complex.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's not necessarily any kind of Jewish thing. It's organizations run by various different people. Many of them may call themselves Christians. Now, so to kind of put that aside, you've called before and suggested the idea that you believe there's this race war coming, that
it's
going to be the blacks versus the whites versus the Jews and so on and so forth. So I'm just wondering, do you feel like this was the first shot in that race war? And why don't you consider the killer, this madman, a hero? I mean, didn't he shoot a Jewish congressperson?
Oh, I know you're going to say that. When we're in a depression, and it's going to get deeper than what it is,
okay,
and people are losing their homes, and they can't eat, and they have no jobs, and Goldman Sachs and Bear Stearns.
Oh, and there are going to be people like you that point and say, it's the fault of the Mexicans. Just like there were people in Nazi Germany that said to the Germans, it's the fault of the Jews that you've lost your job.
But where does the war come in, Scott?
When things disintegrate that bad, and it hasn't gotten there yet, but mark my words, it's going to. This country is got very big trouble ahead, economic-wise, wars waging, more 9/11s could from overseas, and it's like a tinderbox. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
At what point do you think that it'll be appropriate to just start killing folks because of the color of their skin?
No. You're being sarcastic with me.
Well, wait, what does a race war mean? No, I guess I don't understand race war...
Maybe I should phrase it as the haves and the have-nots.
Oh, so now it's going to be economic. Isn't that what we were talking about before? I don't remember who it was. It was Johnson or you, Mark, or somebody on the show suggested that if there is going to be some... Maybe it was JJ, actually, that if it was going to be some sort of breakdown, and it would make more sense if it were economic, you know, poor versus rich.
We're already in a class war. You know that. It hasn't intensified to the point of a revolution, but it may. If this country continues to disintegrate, shipping millions of jobs overseas, people cannot pay their bills, lose their homes, wars to bankrupt this nation is on its way out.
You are very frustrated, Scott, and I can hear that.
In more ways than one.
And I...
I'm frustrated, and I'm afraid, and I hate our government for what it's done to this nation.
It's a shame. You have a lot of hate in your heart, Scott. We know that. We've talked to you for a lot over the years. Go ahead, Michelle.
Well, yeah, so I'm sorry to hear of, you know, maybe you have your own personal frustrations with this economic condition that the United States is finding itself in. But I just think that... that you might want to tone it down a little bit and stop blaming everyone else out there.
I want to leave with one thought, and then I want to go. I find frustration, and I won't vote anymore. I will not vote. I would rather go and count the stars in the sky than to vote. I will not vote. It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of my intelligence. I will not pledge allegiance to the flag because I'm not going to pledge an allegiance that has CIA directives to murder government officials all over the world, have our men being blown up in useless wars. I'm not going to support a military-industrial complex.
And you are free to not vote, and you are free to not say the Pledge of Allegiance. So I commend you for exercising and your freedom.
One thing I want to ask you before I go. You said in the beginning of your program you did not want to. You did not stand. There were people that did not stand for this judge that came in.
Correct.
Does a person have the right to do that in a court of law?
Of course.
Okay, so I don't know that the judge is going to recognize your right.
You may get thrown in a cage.
They could very well decide that that's contempt of court. I think it is your human right not to stand for somebody if that's what you wish to do. However, you know, will the government recognize that right's really the issue.
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate it. Nice to hear him back away from the race war idea at the very least. And maybe he'll find out that one of these days that all human beings are just human beings. It doesn't matter what color their skin or where they were born or what their gender is or what their religion is. 800-259-9231. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So you can dial in 800-259-9231. The issue of this maniac Jared Loughner has come up here tonight, and it's a good thing because we were going to address it anyway. Mark, I know that you had an update on what the government people are planning to do to respond to this? Because whenever somebody does something violent, there's always a new law that needs to be passed. Because, well, if we just had more laws, then this young man never would have gotten his hands on a gun and would have just blasted away at a crowd of people. No, he never would have done that.
Especially high-profile violence. You know, this seems to be getting more profile because, well, he got himself a representative and a judge. Very important stuff, you know.
So the media would have you believe. It seems to me that human beings are human beings, and their lives should not be taken in this way at all.
I know, it's ludicrous. I understand.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, that's what you hear all over the media is, oh, our poor representative and the 9-year-old girl. They are focusing on that. But who are the other people?
What's her name?
The 9-year-old girl?
Nobody knows. They just say 9-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can even report it or not, but they're not saying it anywhere.
By the way, Michelle saw something, a video, I guess, the interview of her father, the 9-year-old girl's father, and he had something interesting to say. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Yes. His name is John Green, and the little girl's name was Christina.
There you go. Christina Green?
Yes, but I actually had to kind of go and look for that.
That's the thing. You do have to go look for this because, you know, they will focus on the fact that they got a nine-year-old, but they're going to talk about the representative and the judge more than anybody because these are the people that are really important. And what about the four others?
Well, actually, yes. I mean, that was the case when we were sitting, we were having a drink the other night, Ian, and up on the screen in the bar we were at, all it showed was the congresswoman and didn't even mention the little girl at the time. But there's a video going around YouTube right now about that's done with the father, actually. And I saw it from, I think, Campaign for Liberty actually put it out. And that is an interview with him saying that despite the fact that his beautiful little girl is with his family no more, he in no way wants to see any rights of any gun owners or potential gun owners infringed upon because of this, that it was not, in fact, guns that killed his daughter, but a madman.
Yep. And no amount of laws can make madmen go away.
And he referenced
or keep them from getting guns.
Yep.
His daughter was actually born on September 11th, he said, you know, that he's a traveler and the restrictions that are placed upon him and other people as a result of...
He's tired of it.
The 9/11, yeah. He doesn't want anything to do with that and doesn't want to see more legislation on account of...
You know, he's not going to get any press time.
Well, the legislation has been proposed, and Mark, you're going to tell us something about it here in a moment. But first, we go into the phones, and we'll talk to Helen, who's listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hello, what? Helen.
Hi. Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. I just wanted to say that I don't know. You have some past relationship with this gentleman. I think his name is Scott.
Scott the bigot.
Yeah, he's a one-time chronic caller. He stopped calling for a while, and now he's back calling the show.
All right. Well, I think he made a legitimate point here that because actually today Netanyahu, you know who he is. He's the prime minister of Israel.
Yep.
All right. They've demolished this Palestinian hotel, which is for, like, Christian Palestinians in Jerusalem. It was called the Shepherd's Hotel because they want to put up an apartment building for, you know, Israelis. And I think that we are there. That's why I agree with him.
We are where?
We are.
I'm in Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay. No, we, meaning the government, not
okay.
Me.
Oh, I'm not the government.
The U.S. government? Okay.
Yeah, the U.S. government is in Israel because we want to control...
No, you keep saying we, and what Ian and Mark and I are telling you is that the three of us are not part of that we.
Okay, well, that's good. I lived in France for 5 years, and I'm an Irish citizen. So
the United States government is in Israel...
Yes.
Okay.
For selfish interests, for oil interests.
Yep.
And that's why they are doing what they're doing. And we've got a lot of very progressive Jewish people like Amy Goodman.
Yep.
Noam Chomsky.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I can't remember his name because he's like my great hero. The guy that wrote the People's History of the United States.
Sure, you know? I don't know that one.
Oh, John, okay. The TV guy. The guy that does the TV show.
John Stossel?
No.
No, he's not a TV guy. He was a professor at MIT. All right.
Okay. So let me sum up here real quick before we go on. Like, there's a difference between hating Jews because they're Jews and not liking...
No, nobody should hate Jews.
Right.
But Scott does. They're all Jews, okay?
Right, but the guy you were calling Scott does hate them.
And,
he does? Well, I don't know this guy.
Right, I know you don't. And I'm just pointing out that there's a difference between disliking what the Israeli government does. And I do, but I'll tell you, I probably wouldn't like what the Palestinian government would do if they were in the shoes of the Israeli government. The Israel government was in the shoes of the Palestinian government.
Speculation. Because
it's absolutely speculation. Absolutely.
Yeah, they've never had a chance. They're totally powerless.
Right. The idea of a just government kind of flies in the face. I mean, to me, it's an oxymoron. But I understand what you're saying. The Israeli government has done some horrifying things over there.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Yahoo is a monster. In my opinion,
I would not disagree with you. The Likud party, as far as I'm concerned, are the war party over there. I have nothing nice to say about them. But there's a difference between talking about the foreign policy of Israel and the foreign policy of the United States, the intertwining of the two,
The intertwining of the two is the problem.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. The United States government should not give one single penny to another government out there, and that would be first and foremost in my mind. Israel.
Yeah, and just today they're destroying this religious hotel to make it an apartment for taking it away from the Palestinians.
They keep doing that. They keep on running over people's houses and building up new settlements, is what they call them.
Yeah.
And it's
it gives ammo to people like Scott.
Imagine if somebody bulldozed your house and then put up a new settlement. That's not a good thing. Right?
And it gives ammo to people like Scott. Those kinds of actions.
Absolutely.
Where the U.S. government takes one side over another side. And it's, I agree with you, Mark. First of all, I don't think the U.S. government should exist. But if they are going to exist, they certainly shouldn't be sending money to any other governments around the world. Let individuals decide if they want to get involved in conflicts, if they want to send their money to one side or another. But please don't take my money by force from me and then put me, my money into play in these matters.
Well, and look at how the government...
It's all about oil. It's all about oil.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at how the government has created these wars, and in fact, the government has created the wars, and then I will say in this case, we, the people that are under the national title of American citizens or whatever, are told that so-and-so is to be our enemy. So the Taliban's our friend one day, and then they're our enemy the other day, and it's awful.
Hey, Helen, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's Totally Wicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLive. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425 or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The phone lines are open for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And don't forget, one of the features on our site is our webcam. You can go and watch and listen to the show and chat at the same time. The chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that and do it for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. So that's a lot cheaper than the other optical transceivers. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. You need optical transceivers. MemoryDealers.com is the place to go. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
By the way, Mark, you mentioned the Totosac earlier tonight. Are we doing a giveaway on that?
If you'd like.
All right, we should do that. Coming up, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totosac. Stay tuned for that opportunity. As we continue here, 800-259-9231. So, talking about the maniac, Jared Loughner, who has, over the weekend, slaughtered multiple people and wounded a whole bunch more. We dug deep into that, finding his YouTube channel this past weekend and kind of looking into who this guy was. He was crazy. I mean, just all out nuts. Clearly, you've got to be crazy to do something like what he did, but you'd think that's, you know, there's a range of crazy, right? Like, some people are crazy and can still put sentences together. This guy, not so great at putting sentences together. And the weird thing was, he had a real thing for grammar. He claimed he studied grammar at school, and like
couldn't write a single coherent sentence.
Right. One of his big issues was that he wanted people to get grammar correct, and he wasn't even close.
Well, and he actually complained that the United States government has taken over the grammar, and I mean, it was just kind of weird.
Yeah, the guy is totally crazy.
Yeah, helicopters following him.
And so now there is a proposal, at least one proposal on the table, Mark, that is going to, increase the security around the government people, the so-called representatives, and
right, well, you know, seven people die, one of them is a representative, and they've got to pass a law about that, not about other people and trying to prevent them from getting
killed. Is it seven dead now? I thought it was six. But
I don't know.
Some in intensive care still.
I didn't study this. I don't know exactly how many people have been shot or killed or anything like that. I know.
Well,
that
the Brady Bill came out of President Reagan being shot. Right.
All right, so now what do they want to do?
Representative Robert Brady, Democrat, Pennsylvania.
Another Brady. Yep.
Reportedly plans to introduce legislation that would make it a federal crime to use language or symbols that could be perceived as threatening or inciting violence against a federal officer or member of Congress. Brady told CNN that he wants federal lawmakers and officials to have the same protections against threat currently provided to the president.
Actually, that's already in place under the Homeland Security Act, and I know that because my brother has two felony counts against him for threatening a public official.
There you go. His call comes...
Well, maybe they want to make it more serious.
Okay.
He comes one day... Well, what's stupid after this, what's stupid about this is this guy didn't threaten Gabrielle Giffords, right?
I don't know.
If you consider walking up to her with a gun pointed at her head, threatening, I suppose. But I know think that the pulling of the trigger was probably the worst part of this.
You may be right, Mark. I'm not positive, but I did hear that they'd found a letter from Ms. Giffords to him at his home thanking him for his interest or something like that. So
he wrote a letter to the campaign office. I've written letters to campaign offices. That does not mean that he threatened her.
No, I didn't say it meant that.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
I've not heard that he has threatened her.
He didn't threaten her.
Yeah.
So this law is to prevent people from getting threatened when, you know, this isn't even trying to shut the barn door after the horse got out. This is shutting the door of a different barn after the horse got out.
Well, that's a good point, and they probably do get threats on a fairly frequent basis. These people, these so-called representatives, they anger a lot of folks on both, you know, from both sides.
They use violence in the course of their job. Of course they do.
They do. They are associated with the government, and the government's only tool is violence and the threat thereof.
They're the lawmakers. They're the ones that actually put these laws into effect,
right,
that take people's wealth and time and energy and force them to do things.
And they're so arrogant to think that they ought to be, privileged in so many ways. I mean,
this is the only way that they can operate. Look, if they had to operate in a fashion where they were not protected to a higher extent, they absolutely would get shot more often. I mean, that's just a reality of using violence and the expectation that you won't get violence used against you, right?
I don't understand what you're saying.
If representatives didn't get special perks, they didn't have special places to eat away from the rest of us, they didn't have bodyguards, they didn't have limousines, they didn't have all the things.
You're talking about federal.
That's what she is.
Okay. I mean, there's different representatives at state levels and things like that that don't have the bodyguards or the staff or anything like
that. Okay. Nobody. I think we've established on this show in the past that nobody listens to or cares about what's going on in their state, right? I mean, they just don't pay attention to the state-level lawmaking bodies.
Some people do.
Very, very few. What percentage of the population could actually name their state representative, their representative from the state, their Florida or whatever?
Not very many.
The people just don't pay attention to them. The culture in this nation is we pay attention to the federal government.
I disagree with you, though, that there needs to be special privilege.
I'm saying is there needs to be special privilege if they're not going to get shot. Because of the way they act. Do you understand? If I went around threatening somebody with a gun, at some point I'm going to get shot. Right, Michelle?
I would imagine so.
Okay. So these representatives...
Especially if you're threatening to take away someone's livelihood.
Run around with a fictitious gun. It's the gun of the police, or the FBI, mm-hmm. or the federal government's power. So they're running around doing, you know, violent things, but they're hidden behind the cloak of the law. They just write stuff down, and then somebody else goes and does the running around and the threatening.
So one might argue that it was justifiable homicide.
Somebody might do that, but all I'm saying is that it is the natural and expected recourse that some people are going to attempt to take against federal people. It's why they shoot presidents.
Yeah.
Right?
But these are insane people.
Not all of them. I mean, this guy is clearly insane.
To arbitrarily go up and kill somebody, I would think that qualifies you
well,
to be insane.
Men,
as in the human race, has been killing its other humans since the beginning of the human race. I mean, that's it's natural.
It's manly.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
Well, I agree with where you're coming from, Mark. I mean, these government so-called representatives are in there on a daily basis. They're hurting people. They're threatening people. They're coming up with new controls. In many cases, these controls can ruin people's lives. They can destroy businesses, which will, you know, be, it can be very frustrating. And some people snap. I mean, remember the guy with the killdozer? The guy who
outfitted a big bulldozer to be bulletproof.
Right. He turned a bulldozer into a tank and went into this thing and drove it around his town. Now, he knew what was going on in town because he was a business owner, and he saw these regulations coming down, and they were hurting him. And he said, I can't take this anymore.
Right. I mean, think how much the government's grown since then.
He said he couldn't. He basically said he couldn't take it anymore, and he built this tank, spent a long time building it in secrecy, and then loaded up, armed up, and started driving this thing around the streets, destroying government buildings, destroying all kinds of things, shooting people. I mean, he was crazy. But before he went on that rampage, he was just seen as an upstanding member of the community. He was a business owner. He wasn't crazy.
Right.
Until he went crazy.
On this show, we tell people who do talk about doing things like this, violent stuff, that you're not going to be successful at anything. We try to speak reason to them.
Well, that's what
she
said.
All I'm trying to do is speak reason to the politicians. Look, the more laws you pass against to people, the more of their livelihood,
the more Jared Loughners there will be,
the more stinking stupid rules you put on them in their business, the more of them are going to rise up like canaries in the mine, and the more of them are going to, you know, send bullets your direction.
It's true.
And just like Miss Giffords, you're not going to be able to dodge them all.
Right, and it's not justified because it's wrong to use violence to solve your problems. You're lowering yourself to their level. But I understand, Michelle, where people would be coming from when they were saying those things, because I used to think those things myself. Like, well, these government guys are aggressing against us, so it's completely justified, you know, to blow up the halls of Congress. I mean,
yeah, I'm not even looking at the morality of it. I'm looking at the expeditiousness of it. It's not expeditious.
No, it's not going to make things better, and it just makes things worse. The Totesac giveaway, we're going to do it right now. You get a two-pack of the Totesac. Dial in at 603-435-1105, TOTASAK.US, 603-435-1105. Call now to win. There's more Free Talk Live coming up. We want to hear your thoughts in moments.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with the look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver. Silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-6800. 2237 extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237 extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237 extension 178.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your thoughts, your calls. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site completely free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that in various different ways. One of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, place an order for whatever it is you're looking for. They probably have it. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore with awesome prices, great free Super Saver shipping deals, and a huge selection. You can even buy used items. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And don't forget, we've got a bunch of archives at freetalklive.com. You can go way back, all the way back to late 2006, all for free. Thanks to the folks over at HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They're easy to use, and there's more than 4,500 templates for every kind of website that you might want, whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use HostGator.freetalklive.com and you'll get all kinds of benefits, including unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, free site builder tools, an easy-to-use control panel, one-click script installs, and your first month completely free. It's HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue, Mark, before we get to the calls, just want to have you kind of lay down what this proposal is, because we haven't really gotten into it. The proposal of Representative so-and-so.
Basically saying that that the politicians need higher levels of protection than they currently have. You can be charged with a felony for threatening a public official now, but they need the kind of investigation the president gets when he gets threatened.
So they need Secret Service to basically take care of all the 535 drunken sailors.
Well, you know they'd love to have that.
Sure, they would. And the Secret Service would love the expansion of the bureaucracy as well.
How important would you feel if you had two guys in suits with little earpieces and dark glasses walking along behind you? I can tell you I'd feel very important.
Right now,
I'd feel important.
Yeah, and right now,
And I'd have them muffle your laughing butt right now.
They've got...
Boys, get her.
The guys have a lot... These representatives, they have a lot of people that are crazy, that are likely making some level of threat or allusion to violence in maybe written form or maybe calling the office and saying things. And it's probably part of the aides' jobs that handle those phone calls, just kind of blow them off and not really be too concerned about it. Well, now they'll have a reason to investigate every single one of them, and of course that'll mean that the federal police can be expanded. But Mark, the people that support the government will say, well, this is necessary. I mean, these people are under threat. They're important. We need them. They're here to help people. They're here to create, you know, government programs.
Well, if this is so important, then why are they using this instance to springboard it? I mean, this instance, no one got threatened.
Well, they always have to have something to springboard off of.
I understand, but this is a poor springboard. This isn't this.
It may work, though, Mark.
This isn't shutting the.
You may think it's poor, but it might just work.
This isn't shutting the barn door after the horse got out. This is shutting the barn a different barn door after the horse got out.
Sure, but that doesn't matter. What matters is being able to appeal to people's emotions, and this is seems like an ideal time for them to bring this about. I mean, from their perspective, this is working just fine, and they're not going to. No one's going to pay attention to your barn door analogy in the mainstream media. They're just going to focus on how this is a great idea to protect our representatives.
Yeah.
Very sadly, bad things happen.
They do, and if, as Mark pointed out, I think the most salient point that you made on this, Mark, tonight is that this should be a notice to these people that if you keep trying to control other people's lives, you're going to have more of these Jared Loeffners. What he did was wrong, and he's crazy, and people that use violence, the Killdozer guy, all those people, they should not have done those things. Their answers were not solutions to the problems that they saw. They were just violent, acting out on their crazy thoughts.
Right, but what
and
people
it
don't
hasn't
get
reduced
is,
government. It hasn't reduced terror. You know, fanaticism. It hasn't done anything like that.
What you know, what people aren't recognizing. Certainly, Jared Loeffner is a good example of a crazed lunatic. However, what people aren't noticing is that Gabrielle Giffords was a member of an organization that uses threats, terror, you know, jails and weapons,
the government,
to get what they want. And somehow one is okay and the other isn't. And
one's legitimate.
That's fine if you think that that's true. Just imagine, just don't think that everybody's going to think it's okay. Don't think there's not going to be a repercussion. If you bring the soup, if you let the Secret Service cover all 535 drunken sailors in Washington, D.C., imagine how much more it's going to cost. Mm. Those are tax dollars. Those are mine and your tax dollars. If you let that happen, just remember, you can't, at some point it will be, well, I'd like to kill that representative. Then the next it'll be, I don't like what that representative's doing.
Mm.
Well, she's a Nazi, or whatever term you use. Pretty soon there's guys in suits knocking on your door.
I like very plain and simple truths, universal truths. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not, in sense of murder, which is not self-defense or steal. Those are things that can apply to all people in all communities and all civilizations. And I find it interesting that there's going to be increased legislation regarding protecting government officials. Now, I guess it's just government officials in this country. Because I am remembering the United States military going over and seizing a government official in Iraq, right? Saddam Hussein.
Well, sure. It's completely legitimate for the government to use violence against whatever other government people they want or any other people they want to. And that's part of what we're trying to do.
It used to be that way, by the way. They didn't fight wars in quite the same way. There was a time in Western civilization when we didn't go after the leaders of another country that were fighting war.
A gentleman's agreement between them.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem to work that way quite so much. The Kosovo guy, he's been put on trial. Saddam Hussein was put on trial. Mm. And you'll find more and more that they're treating the leader of the losing nation like a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. As a matter of
fact, they are criminals, but they're being caught by other criminals.
Well,
and
so. But their laws, my point is that these laws are not founded upon universal principles.
No, that's true.
So they're just arbitrary.
Yep.
And therefore, there's no way to reason your way through. And just like a caller talked about earlier, the young man who'd gone, I think it was Matt, who'd gone from Canada to the United States, and you jokingly said, well, you need to read all the laws. You need to know all the laws. You can't possibly know all
no,
the laws.
Can't.
But, you know, to have the expectation that people behave, you know, rightly and as opposed to wrongly, and if we're able to agree on these universal principles of not stealing from each other, not aggressing against one another, and not harming one another, then we can coexist copacetically without much problem.
I wish more people would get those universal principles, and one of them is that violence begets violence. And Jared Loeffner is that begotten violence. He is the violence that was begot by the initial violence of the state and the things that they do. And the same thing with all the so-called terrorists, the people that the government calls terrorists. that the folks on 9/11, that was the violence that was begot by the violence that the government used in the Middle East. I know a lot of people want to believe it all started on 9/11, but it didn't.
Yeah.
So it's
people
this
are clearly
cycle.
Ignorant of the history of the United States intervention in the Middle East.
And they believe that somehow if they elect people that doesn't rule, that rule doesn't apply. Like, well, we've elected these people, they're legitimate, and it's the government, and you know we need government, so it's all right for them to go around the world killing people, and there will never be any consequences for that. We're the world's superpower. We can handle it. I mean, there, of course, if there are going to be consequences. In fact, I'm surprised there haven't been more. That's one of the things that amazes me the most, is that it's been almost a decade since September 11, 2001, and there hasn't really been any significant blowback after that point.
Right, there haven't been 13 guys hijack a plane.
Right, considering all of the violence the U.S. government has utilized and has initiated on people around the world.
So the United States government claims then that its methods are effective because it's preventing.
Well, that's their claim, but I think it really is more of a claim of...
I don't think anybody thinks that you could actually stop somebody who's bent on killing themselves.
That's their claim, Michelle, but I think it really is more of a statement. The fact that there's been a lack of violence is a statement about humans and how peaceful they are in general and how good most people are. Let's go to Brent, or Brett, rather, in Indiana. You're on the Amp Lines. Hello, Brett.
Hey, guys. I promised Michelle I'd call in and make you guys talk about sports tonight.
Oh, okay.
With 2 minutes to go.
Well, Michelle, you wanted an update on that score. It's 11-7 Oregon, last I saw.
Woohoo!
Go team!
Well, you know, I love the fact that, you know, in sports there are rules, and the fact is you get to choose to play the game or not. And if the United States government wants to exist, as long as I can opt out of that, then that is just fine with me. Y'all go ahead and have your rules and your regulations. I just don't want to be on that team.
Brett, any other thoughts?
I did have a general thought on collectivism, because I know it happens all the time in politics. I wondered to see if you guys had a thought on why it happens in sports too, because I get kind of fed up with people talking about it. They always talk about when the team wins, and it's always we won.
We won! Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. There's not much else you can say about that. And people want to feel like they belong to something. They want to feel like they're doing something when,
hey,
in point of fact, it's
you see my t-shirt?
Other people
Go
that
Ducks.
Are doing it. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.